Okay, so I'm gonna answer questions about squirting. What age were you when you started? When I started squirting, I think I was around. I squirted a couple of times when I was 16 for the first time. And then I just stopped because I was scared. It was really intense. It was like a full body thing. And I think I stopped for a couple of years and then tried it again here on FSA. This was years ago, probably before it was called FSA, when it's still Sexy Female Vokaroo. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was like a challenge recording. I don't know if it was me using a dildo again for the first time, or like an edging challenge, or like a 30-minute masturbation challenge. But yeah, it was one of those. Describe the first time you squirted. It was intense. I was scared, honestly, because I had no control over my body, and afterwards, I mean, I wasn't sure if it felt nice, but I was quivering, and I guess it just took me doing it more and more to actually, like, really, really enjoy it. What triggers it? How do you make it happen? You just have to know, like, what works for you. I had to learn how to finger myself, how deep my G-spot was, how to play with my G-spot, how long I have to play it, how hard I have to press. And I always thought it was this magical button when you press it you come, but no, you really have to work it. Yeah. Are there situations where you can't prevent it? Honestly, when I'm getting a dicking, I can't prevent it. When I get a dicking, it happens. Can you do it with the object still inside you, or do you have to pull it out? If so, why? I have to pull it out. If it's a dick, or my fingers, or an object, pull, like, if it's dick, I'll just, like, elevate myself so there's room to come. I just don't know. It feels like something is pushing it out. Every time I finger myself and I'm about to come, something's just, like, pushing it out, and I just have to let it squirt. Do you do it during sex? Yeah, I really do. It's fun. It's hot. Guys love it. I love it. any noteworthy stories or incidents concerning it? Oh, well, I don't know. Have you ever tasted squirt? It's really good. It's very sweet. I mean, from what I understand, it's mostly glucose. Obviously, it's water, but there's glucose in it, so yeah, it's sweet. Yeah, mine's sweet at least. I've never tasted a girl's, other girls. I've tasted my own. It's sweet, but then again, like. My vagina is generally sweet, not like candy sweet, but like not. It either tastes like nothing or it tastes kind of sweet. It tastes like caramel, minus the really sweet part and the buttery part. I don't know. It's like it's sweet and kind of like very little salty, but usually the sweetness is very, very faint with my vagina. I mean, obviously not all vaginas taste like that, but it's just my diet makes it not tasting like a usual vagina. I don't know. If you can choose to stop squirting for the rest of your days to save on mess, would you? Actually, oh, I actually would. I really would. I was happy enough just masturbating, like coming from the clitoris, and then I had to find out that masturbating vaginally was amazing, and then I had to constantly change sheets or put a towel over. And sometimes I would squirt with my panties still on, and my panties would just get soaking wet. It's a hassle sometimes, but it's a fun hassle. I'm just lazy. When I come, I just wanna sleep. After I come, I just wanna sleep. And when you come via squirting, you have a mess to clean. So, yeah, I would. I would trade it in a heartbeat.